Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
It is No King's Day, with demonstrations planned against the Trump administration and the president's military parade later today. In the city, large protests are planned in Bryant Park and Columbia University, as well as demonstrations in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. Mayor Adams' message to the demonstrators?
New Yorkers may have different emotions right now, and they have a right to express that, but we want to be clear. You do not have a right to engage in violence and lawlessness.
Also, demonstrations planned across Long Island, plus New Jersey, Connecticut, and nationwide.
From coast to coast, police are gearing up for 1,800 so-called No Kings protests against the president this weekend in response to his military parade. And a legal victory for President Trump, at least for now, an appeals court delaying an order from a federal judge to return control of California's National Guard back to Governor Gavin Newsom.
Correspondent Matt Gutman. The administration move against those Los Angeles protesters is very much on the mind of one local organizer, Matt Gonzalez of New Yorkers Against Cuomo, telling 1010 Winds.
I think the most egregious kind of example of the attacks and assault on democracy has been what's been happening in California. Watching the Trump administration usurp local control, local power, and using the National Guard to incite violence against peaceful protesters.
The Manhattan No Kings protest begins with a New Yorkers Against Cuomo rally at Bryant Park. Now, these protests are partly in response to today's big military parade in Washington, D.C., celebrating the 250th birthday of the U.S. Army and the 79th of President Trump. And the No Kings demonstrators are not the only ones worried about that look.
Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster was the second of four national security advisors in President Trump's first term. He spoke on the CBS 24/7 program, The Takeout, with Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett.
What we need to do is approach this parade as George Washington approached his duties, you know, as patriots who celebrate our Army.
McMaster says politicians shouldn't try to drag the military into partisan politics.
Wouldn't it be terrible if our military was infected, you know, with the same kind of vitriol and division that we see in other institutions? We can't afford it.
Correspondent Christopher Cruz reporting. Stay with 1010 Winds for live coverage of the protests as we go through the day. City Council has won another legal round in their effort to keep ICE out of Rikers.
The judge says there's a real and imminent risk that putting ICE back on Rikers could result in a loss of trust among immigrant communities. Council Immigration Chair Alexa Aviles.
It sounds like the judge has understood what we were saying and honestly is probably seeing it play out exactly like that in the community.
The judge also referencing the appearance of a quid pro quo, where Mayor Adams agreed to send ICE to Rikers in exchange for dismissal of his federal charges. This ruling means there can be no coordination on an ICE facility on Rikers for now. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
We've reached out to City Hall for comment. No response so far. The hotly contested mayoral race is now up to the voters, polls opening today for early voting. Democratic primaries gotten most of the attention, but controller, public advocate, borough president, city council, and civil judge also on the ballot. Early voting starts today and runs through June 22nd. That's next Sunday. Polling hours vary. Most days there are open 9 to 5, but they stay open until 8 p.m. on the 17th and 18th. Primary day is June 24th. Polls will be open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. then. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for full coverage. And as early voting begins, there are more moves in the mayor's race. Queens Assembly member Zoran Mamdani and City Controller Brad Lander, polling second and third behind former Governor Cuomo, cross-endorsed yesterday. Said Mamdani,
many New Yorkers are already submitting their ballots. And Andrew Cuomo's campaign is a house of cards. The two strongest progressive campaigns can topple it together. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
And Lander.
Zoran understands that we need a more affordable city, that all New Yorkers need housing and childcare and transportation they can afford. And the way to make that happen is to build a movement of New Yorkers who are demanding it.
There has been at least one other cross endorsement in the race. State Senator Jessica Ramos endorsed Cuomo, but he has not returned the favor.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.